And another Tuesday, and the time now up to 9:30, Mlethi FM 97.1. As promised, I have the man here with me today, this morning, Tadiso Maitsi, the Communication and Marketing Manager of the Diglabeng Municipality. Good morning.
Good morning, Aki, and to your listeners as well.
It's nice to have you this morning. And this morning we're going to talk about the water. And there's been notices sent to Clarence Wetley and Bochlokongporu, the community, Roosendaal.
No. Clarence is not there.
But Bethlehem, the Diglabeng Municipality, ne?
Yeah, but for Risberg and Clarence are also units of Diglabeng, but they were not part of that notice.
Okay.
I mean, the one that we sent out on the 2nd of May, yeah, we experienced a breakdown of our pump. And then we requested the community to use water sparingly, like not fill up their swimming pools and what. But I'm glad that the following day, that was on the 3rd, the pump was was fixed. So as I'm speaking to you now, our water levels range between 70 and 100%. So, yeah, the notice is no longer applicable, and we like to thank the community of Diglabeng who always heed our request, and when we come and request them to use water sparingly, which is very inconveniencing to them, but they cooperate. And we appreciate that.
Like we said previously, it goes two ways. We need the people to respond, the community, which they do that now. Of course, otherwise we won't be able to look at the problem and solve it.
Yes, it's very important because, I mean, we are here to serve the community, actually.
And I would just want to come in here, Tadiso. The way of communicating is actually very good, the WhatsApps that's been around. So are you guys sending it out to whoever, and you mean people forward it to their families or other people?
That's the idea, so that it can be shared as widely as possible.
Is there other way?
We appreciate, there are several WhatsApp groups. So, yeah, we appreciate that.
I mean, that is the way to go. What was in the previous times, how did they get the message over and out without this WhatsApps? I was just thinking about it. Was there a notice board somewhere? Or
notice board and print media, which, you know, print comes only once a week. And so at least with WhatsApp group, you're able to send a message immediately and it reaches the people. And also our community radio stations, they are very cooperative. I think, yeah, the role that they play cannot really be overemphasized. They are a very crucial partner when it comes to sending out messages to the community.
Getting back to the water this morning, obviously essential part of life for everybody. So it's very important for you to make sure that there is water, the availability once. And for the second thing I want to ask is the water to be clean, obviously. So that is a thing you're looking at, and it's actually a daily thing. But you say now the pumps are up to level.
Water is life.
Exactly.
And it's very important that the water that we distribute to the community should be compliant with all the standards. Yeah, it should be of high quality, that it is fit for human consumption. And it's also regulated by different bodies.
I mean, if you look at the problem in the country with water, I think it's a good reflection on the local municipality and the community if we have good and clean water, like you say. Ne?
Yes. Remember, South Africa does not have abundance of water. South Africa is an arid country. It's a dry country. So we must use water with care. We don't have it in abundance.
Yeah, we can't play around with it.
We cannot.
Okay, we're going to go to a song quickly. When you get back, I think we're going to touch down on some other issues maybe and just get some feedback overall. It's a Tuesday and you are here to speak with us. So Once again, we're going to do this every Tuesday, and if there's anything you like to know, you can ask your questions. You can send us a WhatsApp maybe, and we'll get the questions ready for the next week to Tadison. He is the communication and marketing manager of the Diegelbeeng municipality. Nels Barkley and Crazy this morning, like every Tuesday. Tadiso Maisi, communication marketing manager of the Diegelbeeng municipality, here with me in studio to give us some feedback about any water issues. And yeah, we spoke about some water issues in the past. Any feedback this morning?
As you are aware that the demand of water has increased because we are distributing to places that we didn't distribute to before, like Polru and Rosenda. So our plant is running at 100% capacity, 24 hours, 7 days of the week. So, yeah, sometimes things break. Things that you don't anticipate. But then we cannot be a municipality that runs on apologies every time we come up with apologies. So we must be proactive. So as a start, we have been granted the status by the Department of Water Affairs. So we'll be replacing the 450-millimeter asbestos pipes. We'll be replacing them because it's winter now. We cannot every time have a pipe burst. So we have been granted agency status. We'll be implementing that very soon. We'll also be replacing the pumps that keep breaking. Also installing a much bigger one that can pump to the reservoirs. In the event that one breaks, at least there'll always be a backup. So we won't be issuing apologies again and saying we had the pipe break down. Please bear with us. At least we'll be more proactive by installing a much bigger pump that will operate as a backup. We've also been granted funding from the Department of Water Affairs to install a generator. In the event of power failure, there'll be a generator. So still in the supply chain processes, we must also upgrade the dam from 40 megaliters to 80. Because of the increased demand in water.
And like you said, now with the bigger demand, obviously you need the bigger things to support this demand.
Yeah, we must refurbish and upgrade our treatment works. So this exactly. is part of the upgrading and refurbishment.
And that's where the new pipes come in. And like I said, the big generator. That's
the power generator, yeah. So that you cannot come again and say, when Eskom
is out of power,
so
we can't wait for water.
We cannot.
Yeah, and like you said,
so our generator will somewhere kick in immediately.
And obviously, with the bigger demand, sometimes it comes with things can break.
Yeah,
and that's not because of it. It's just the way it is. But exactly, you are getting a plan B.
Yeah, machinery has its weight. Yeah, especially if it works 24 hours. There's no Christmas Day.
Nothing.
Yeah, so in the evening, 24 hours, so it's running, so it is bound to break.
Yeah. Now, I want to thank you for the job you are doing and the involvement in the community. I mean, if people, they say more seeing is believing. So people can see, they hear the interaction, and we talk about this now weekly, and you can see the improvements and feel the improvements. And I mean, to have this as a plan B as well, everything in place, I think we can just go forward from here.
Yes, once again, I'd like to thank Maluti FM and the residents of Diegelbeeng for always being cooperative, for always being patient, for always being understanding. Not that we take all that for granted, we appreciate it. Hence, we'll be proactive, not wait for things to break down and then come and apologize. So we must avoid things from breaking down or have contingency plans in place. We cannot every time come and apologize. There'll always be unforeseen, of course. I mean, that is life, but we must be proactive.
Yeah, and I think if the community sees what you are doing, they can also be more understanding, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes people just don't know why. So now they know what can be the reason.
What can be the reason?
And there is a plan B maybe in place and whatnot.
Yes, it's very important to keep the community informed.
Yes, because it goes both ways. It's a community thing. It's not only coming from your side or from the community side. We must take hands. And together we can make this better.
Yes, communication is a two-way process.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, give and take, yeah.
But thank you so much, Tadiso. I think that's it for today. Some feedback of the water and things about the water. But we'll have you next time again, and we'll contact you about the questions, and we'll talk about all the relevant things that's directly impacted on the community.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Time now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tadiso.